This is Papa Smurf. You're listening to Our Lifestyle, the podcast with ODB and the Mayor.
You're listening to Our Lifestyle, the podcast, brought to you by Custom Car Show Productions, which includes Orange Beach Invasion, Scraping the Coast, Sick Nick, and Slamber Party. Make sure you search on Facebook Scraping the Coast, Scraping the Coast Show on Instagram. Also, Sparkles Detail. Till Tim and Tanya, ODB and the Mayor, saying we out you.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed by the sounds of MC Rawface and DJ Easy Rock.
Hit it!
Yo, it's Our Lifestyle, the podcast, coming at you with episode 89, and we got the homie Dustin Jones. He's going to come on for a couple of minutes. We had a little bit of a technical difficulty, so the interview, I wasn't able to get as many questions in, but I'll kind of wrap it up on the end in terms of the badass Toyota Tacoma. So thanks, everyone, for continuing to check in with us on bi-weekly Mondays for Mini Motherfucking Trucking Monday. And without further ado, I do want to also thank everyone who pre-ordered the shirt. We were overwhelmed by the response. We had people that didn't even know about the podcast that, you know, maybe liked BMX bikes or loved the 80s or remembered Mike Dominguez's truck. The pre-order surpassed our expectations. You still have time. If you're listening to this Monday morning, you have until midnight tonight to order. You want to go to the link, and it's been shared around Facebook, of course. You can just go to Instagram and tap on that link, or my personal Instagram at BD94S10, and boom, it takes you to Our Lifestyle Podcast bigcartel.com, or you can go to ourlifestylepodcast.com and click on shop, I believe it is. Once you click on, there's three products there. The hats are original OLP shirts, and then of course the minis on the rise, $25. Now, I inadvertently had mentioned that we were going to have multiple garment colors, and due to the quick turnaround time, it was brought to my attention that we were anticipated to only have black. So what I would say is, if you did place an order and you wanted something other than black, if you want to email us, ourlifestylepodcast@gmail.com, if you're concerned with that, let us know. If not, what we're going to do is we're just going to have these in black. We have to give the numbers early Tuesday over to Graphic Disorder so that we can have these things printed up and ready and shipped. A lot to happen over the next week to get these in hand, to hand them out, and then sell the remaining t-shirts at Slamfest. Now, Brant also mentioned, of course, the black really is probably going to be the best color as far as the garment, because that logo just pops, whether it be the OLP colors or the badass Nissan 720, the BMX bike, the front view, the rear three-quarter shot. You know it. It's going to look great in black. So if you have any concerns with whatever you thought you were ordering, just let us know. I gave you the email address there. Also want to thank Chris Hamilton, episode 88. You guys had to kind of bear with me there with my voice. A little over a week ago, I had that cold. I mentioned the new issue that had just came. And dude, it's badass. So we're talking November of 2018 issue. It's the 100 years of Chevy trucks. And I'll give kind of just a brief overview of this issue. So on page 12, you have message from the editor. Chris talks about the 100 years of Chevrolet, of course, comparing that to the 20 years of street trucks. And overall, as long as Chevy keeps putting out trucks, we know America's going to keep building them. You have really cool new ad for a wheel company in here. Then also, when you jump in, there is also CTP Concepts. So Travis is mentioned on page 20. Of course, if you remember from the Cary Iacino episode of our Lifestyle podcast, we brought up Travis, and Travis is really doing big things. So there's a cool rendering in there. This was from the vault, the project that never was, the Street Truck 68 Tahoe. So pretty cool that they're kind of digging in the archives, as Chris mentioned recently. On page 24 starts the 100 years of Chevy trucks. So it talks about 1918 to 28, the Chevy pickup. Believe it or not, those things were MSRP $1,300. From 1929 to 1936 was the Stove Bolt. So there's a little bit of history there that it talks about. MSRP was $400 chassis and then $595 sedan delivery. 1938 to 1946 talks about the Art Deco era. And then 1947 to 54 talks about the advanced design, one of my favorite style trucks there that are shown. 1955 to 59 talks about the Task Force. The second series, or Task Force, was a big deal when it debuted in 55. A new 12-volt electrical system was now standard on all trucks. So it shows the infamous kind of Apache type look there, the 3100. MSRP, 1981, believe it or not, when those came out. So just under 2000. So we get to 1960 to 72 C10s, and then 73 to 87 C10. And of course, they've got a photo image there, I should say, of the C30 one ton. So you guys know I love C30 dualies, as I run C30 Addict. So page 36, the one that started it all, photos by Chris Hamilton. This badass Chevy pickup that's laid out. It's got the white wall, it's got the white wheels on it. I think they're the Mob Steel Artilleries. And you'll notice when you look at the feature, you can tell it's from Florida. It looks like from Florida. And it has a Florida tag topper on the front. Very, very cool truck. And the feature was nicely done. It continues on to page 42, and it has an image there of the owner, which we kind of talked to Chris how they're baking those in. I think it's a real cool thing to do. Page 44, love the photo, the front three-quarter shot of the truck, and you kind of got some of the tall grass in there. It just makes for an awesome, epic photo. And then it's got a bed shot with the Coca-Cola cooler in it. Now, the long road home is on page 46. This was photographed by Tucker Harris, and this homie, actually, we spoke with him just recently when he was out at the Orlando Memorial Cruise. He's a real good dude. His name is David Phillips. This is a 56 Chevy 3100 pickup, and he actually lives in Dade City. And when you see this thing, red color with the badass interior, I mean, it's an epic truck, and we're real happy for this guy. The setup, the rear setup, I think is a Corvette independent rear end, and it has a 2x4 steel frame, and then the front is a Corvette C4 steering rack and pinion, and then the one-off four link and two and three-quarter inch narrowed rear suspension, step notch. I mean, just totally badass. So, of course, he's got the Vire compressors on the rise. So, epic truck, multi-page feature. Page 58, you got from CK to today. So, it talks about the famous 88 to 98 CK 1500. Moves on to the 99 to 06, the 07 to 2017, and then 2018 Centennial Special Edition. So, very nice write-up there. And then, boom, you're on page 62 before you know it. You've got photos by Brian Good of Grindr TV. And then you've got text by Travis Nowak. So he's kind of keeping one foot in the scene, which is great. Super sick C10 laid out. And it's, I'd say like a patina style, right? It doesn't have like a finished paint job. It just looks damn good. It continues over to page 66. Interior looks great. Rocking the AccuAir, the newer style motor, and the raised bed floor, I believe it has. Just super clean. It's a 77 C10. Can't go wrong with those badass trucks. So page 72, you've got Addict Big Block. So you've got three super sick 88 to 98 trucks, a red 93 454. Then you've got a 92 454. And then you've got a 93 434 SS. Super clean trucks. Definitely badass feature. Page 80, you've got the text by Mike Self, images by Brian Good, again from Grindr TV. You got the Hoedown, badass two-door Tahoe, a glass house, super clean interior, badass sunset for the feature. It's a 99 Tahoe, and you can't go wrong when you got 20 foes on this thing. So super badass. Love the engine bay. Very clean, well-done truck. Then you've got Viair Corp. They've got an ad, of course, right there on page 86. And, of course, what they say, don't skimp on the heart of your air suspension system. The cost of boredom. So you've got a lifted truck here. Nice blue color and looks damn good. Very cool feature. And the photos were by Tucker Harris. You've got all Chevy GMC Truck Nationals. So pretty cool show coverage here. It has a famous four-door Tahoe in here. And if I remember correctly, I think this is the one that used to be in local minis that was green. So that truck has, you know, kind of went through different iterations. Looks damn good laid out still with the blue and silver paint. You guys will correct me if I'm wrong on that. You've got Chevy Truck Tech on page 96. And as we kind of flip through, you got some badass fresh ads. You've got a Wilwood Brings Type 3 Military Spec Hard Anodizing Home. So good stuff there. Shows their high-end facility. Before you know it, you're already flipping towards the end. Page 112, Hometown Hero of the Month. And you've got a couple badass ads. Page 116 talks about Scrape Fest, so that's presented by Pebble Pushers. That was the 28th and 30th, so this past weekend. You've got Slam Fest. You've got Last Resort coming up October 19th and 21st. You've got Scrape and Scare. That's October 19th and 21st as well. You also have, they talk about Slamber Party, so November 2nd through the 4th, Lumberton, Mississippi. You know about that one. And can't forget December 1st, Severed in the Southwest in Phoenix. And then Resolutions 2018 since 1976, presented by Sunset Trucker. So that one is back. Overall, you've got a super thick issue, badass features. I would tell anyone you want to go out and subscribe to National Publications. It's a lot cheaper. I think if you look in the newsstand, it's going to be about $7 an issue. And oftentimes, I'm actually looking at the card right here. You can subscribe if you pay when you send this in. 2 years, 24 issues is only $38. So you really can't go wrong, because by the time you buy, you know, 10 of these issues, that's $70. And 24 issues is only, you know, not even $40. So go out there and subscribe. So that is Street Trucks, November 2018. So I did mention, too, that we're going to have the homie Dustin Jones. We got a few questions in, and then I'll kind of wrap that one up about his badass truck. So on the last episode, I didn't really hit on some of the year review stuff. So I'll briefly go through that, and then we'll talk to Miggity Mike the Mayor for a couple minutes on his journey back from Bayou Showdown. So 1988 hip-hop, you had Ghetto Boys Making Trouble on February 17th, DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince March 29th, He's the DJ, I'm the Rapper. If you grew up in the 80s, you know this one. The album's first single was Brand New Funk. and it was released promotionally and thus failed to really achieve any commercial success. The second album single, Parents Just Don't Understand, that won the first ever Grammy Award, yes, for Best Rap Performance. So you guys know that one. Boogie Down Productions, By Any Means Necessary. Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, so On the Strength. May 17th, he had Run DMC, Tougher Than Leather. This was their fourth studio album, and you know, it's a classic, very cool cover there. You had Dougie Fresh and the Get Fresh Crew, The World's Greatest Entertainer. You had EPMD, Strictly Business. And the significance of this album is it was the debut for the you know, the hip-hop duo EPMD. So many of you guys know who EPMD. EPMD is In This to Win This. So kind of going a little further, you had Big Daddy Kane, Long Live. The Kane, that was the debut album by MC Big Daddy Kane that was on Cold Chillin' Records on June 28th. Yeah, Public Enemy, It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back. This was their second studio album and often regarded as one of the greatest hip-hop albums of all time. It's definitely classic. Love the album artwork with Mr. Chuck D and Flavor Flav. And if I remember correctly, Chuck D is wearing a Raiders hat. The Raiders. Okay, so then you have Eric B. and Rakim, July 26th, Follow the Leader. Salt and Peppa, A Salt with a Deadly Peppa. That was their second album from the trio group. Okay, August 8th, 1988. So 8-8-88. You had Straight Outta Compton, a crazy mother effer named Ice Cube. So epic album. Of course, that was the debut studio album from the actual core group. And then Arabian Prince is also shown on the album artwork, which I don't think he really appeared on the album, but you know, he's one of the original NWA members. You had 2 Live Crew, Moving Something, Sir Mix-a-Lot, Swass, and that was his debut album, and it was on Nasty Mix Records, I believe, and it was re-released on CD by Def American Recordings. The album featured Posse on Broadway, which is a classic, Square Dance Rap, Iron Man, and Rippin'. So many know Sir Mix-a-Lot goes on to probably be one of the most successful guys in hip-hop because he's made, I've heard, so much money off Baby Got Back, which he releases later on. And from what I understand, what I've read, he's never spent any money that he's made from that. And there's so much money that has came in over that album. So, or that track, I should say. Eazy-E, you had Eazy Does It. Of course, the DOC was heavily involved in this one. That was the debut studio album by Eazy-E, and that was 9/13/88. You know, everybody knows the history there, but I mean, it was amazing that you had NWA and then an Eazy debut album, both debuting in the same year, just months apart. Ice-T, you had Power, so that was the second studio album. That was on September 13th, Sire Records. MC Light, Light is a Rock. Marley Marl, In Control, Volume 1. And then Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock, It Takes Two. It Takes Two to Make a Thing Go Right, regarded as one of the classics. This is really often referred to as the golden era of hip-hop. Steady B, Let the Hustlers Play. I missed that one. That was September 13th. Kid and Play, Too Hype. So this was their debut album. So as we've established, you know, early in the 80s, you know, once you get to 83, 4, 5, and 6, it really laid the foundation for all these different groups to come out. The Ultra Magnetic MCs, Critical Breakdown, that was October 4th. I mentioned Kid and Play. That was October 21st of that year. Slick Rick, The Great Adventures of Slick Rick. This was his debut album. And it went on to receive a perfect 5-mic score from The Source magazine. The album was selected as one of The Source's 100 best rap albums, and it's regarded as one of the classics. You know, Children's Story, that's probably the biggest hit off that album. King T, Act of Fool, so the West Coast legend, he debuts. He's got the epic artwork with Cadillac, I believe, on the cover. And, you know, King T, he has a tight relationship with Dr. Dre, and he's put out a lot of good, solid work over the years. So who else you got? You got a lot of the other kind of no-namers, you know, people you probably wouldn't really know. Some of them, hell, I don't even know. But you did have Schoolie D, Smoke Some Kill. That was, actually, I don't have a date for that one. But overall, I mean, it was a solid year in hip-hop. When you think about it, you're getting down to the end of the decade, and I just named, when you talk about Salt and Peppa, you talk about EPMD, you talk about Slick Rick, NWA. I mean, that was the foundation for so many artists. It's insurmountable. So in 89, and each time you look at these lists, they just grow year over year. You had Tone Loc, January 23rd, Loked After Dark. That was his debut studio album. Of course, he's got a car on the cover of it as well. Too Short, Life is Too Short, the famous album cover there. For some reason, this one always sticks out in my head that it was released in the early 90s. It was actually released in 88, but it was until Jive Records logos appeared on the release on October 25th, 89, after it became successful. So I think it was a re-release in 89. You had De La Soul, 3 Feet High and Rising. So that was their debut studio album. I've never been a huge De La Soul fan. Don't kill me for that. But they have a huge cult following. Ghetto Boys, Grip It, On That Other Level. Cool G Rap and DJ Polo, Road to Riches, two storied MCs. I just saw an interview from Cool G Rap, and he was pretty much saying mumble rap is not going to be remembered in 20 or 30 years. And I can't say I disagree with him. Gangstar, No More Mr. Nice Guy. So that was their debut album by them. Of course, rest in peace, Guru. And then you had DJ Premier, a.k.a. Primo, legendary producer. All right, so now you got the big guns. You got LL Cool J, Walking with a Panther. That was his third studio album. And of course, he's got a panther on the cover with the big gold rope necklace. You had Boogie Down Productions, Ghetto Music, The Blueprint of Hip Hop. Beastie Boys, Paul's Boutique. So this was their second studio album. That was July 25th, 89 on Capitol Records. And again, just another great time in the world, of course, in hip hop. DOC, No One Can Do It Better. So you know that little hook from the Dr. Dre Chronic, who he helped extensively on that album. Like the DOC, No One Can Do It Better, like this, that, this, and that. So that's DOC, of course. You guys know him. He's a legend. This was his debut album. That was 8-1-89. That was on Ruthless Records. It reached number one on the U.S. top R&B hip-hop album chart for 2 weeks while peaking at 20 on the Billboard chart. It, of course, goes out with the grand finale, and everything I've read, that was the last official NWA song ever recorded. So if you don't know this album, go back, revisit it. It is classic. I follow DOC on Twitter and Instagram, and from what I can read, he is trying to kind of get the good Dr. Dre back together to kind of do one badass album, maybe his album, maybe it'll be Dre's, but looking forward to hopefully the next couple years and seeing what that morphs into. EPMD, Unfinished Business. You have Big Daddy Kane, It's a Big Daddy Thing. MC Light, Eyes on This. Biz Markie, The Biz Never Sleeps. That was his second studio album, The Diabolical Biz Markie. And, dude, what a great one it is. Just a Friend. You can't get much more classic than that that track. And I believe the homie Matt Samnick told me that I think Biz Markie does voice acting for some famous kids TV program. So he's had a storied career. All right, now you have Ice-T, The Iceberg, Freedom of Speech, Just Watch What You Say. The famous album, October 10th of 89. It has the artwork with the Raiders hat on, two guns to the head, and then I think a couple in his mouth. It's regarded as a definitely a solid album from Ice-T. It was released after Ice-T was encountering censorship problems on tour, which, you know, kind of ties into the title. So definitely a good one. I don't have the physical copy of this, but I know the album really well. And the cool thing is there's not a lot of features on it. There's really track 11 has a bunch of different guys on it, but it was mostly Ice-T coming hard with the lyrics. You had DJ Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince in this, or and in this corner. So classic stuff there. Then you had Queen Latifah, All Hail the Queen. Third base, when my neighbor, as a child, you know, he was a little bit older than I was. We'd cruise around. He had this van, and he had the tape, the Cactus, also known as, I think it was the Cactus album, but it was kind of called different things. But overall, it was on Def Jam Recording. The album received positive reviews from the hip-hop press. It was certified gold. And, you know, I don't know. I kind of go back and listen to a couple tracks on the Def Jam anniversary box set that I have. But, you know, it's not one of my favorite albums of all time. Of course, it had MC Search in that group. I had a single from MC Search when I was a kid growing up. I think it was Back to the Grill. That was a cassette single, but I didn't really follow third bass too much. And then you had Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock, November 17th, The Incredible Bass. That was their second album. It was released on Profile Records and featured production from Rob Bass, William Hamilton, and DJ Wynn. It would make it to the 50 on the Billboard 200, so pretty cool album there to round out the decade. But with that being said, y'all, you know, everything is good. I will bake in some of the audio from the homie, as I mentioned, Dustin Jones. So big ups to him. Again, I think on my side, I had a little bit of an audio challenge with a cellular connection. So that kind of didn't go exactly as planned, but we just roll with the punches. He's a good dude. Slap hands with him when you can. I will leave you with, make sure you support Sparkles Detail and all of Custom Car Show production events, especially coming up Slamber Party. So definitely good people there. Mike and I will be recording later this week for episode 90. So episode 90 features NR Carl. So Carl is a good dude. And that episode, I think I'm going to title A New Hope, which ties into his feature of his famous S10 all Star Wars theme. Carl Colleen, he hails from No Regrets, California, so No Regrets CC, and he is a great dude. Glad I got a chance to sit down. He's got a wealth of knowledge. He's been around the custom car scene for a very, very long time, so big ups to him. I would tell everybody, hit Hammered Weekend Wear. That's H-A-M-M-E-R-D, weekendwear.com. Tell the homie, Riggedy Ron Perkins, that OLP sent you by entering OLP into the notes. And make sure you order some gear, man. The more gear you order, the more he can keep putting out real builds on t-shirts. Also, you want to hit up All Time Low Magazine. That's ATLmagazine.com. Make sure you order and subscribe. You know how we do. So, that brings us to the end. There's going to be a lot more to talk about. I'm sure that Mike's going to have a little bit more to add for Bayou Showdown. I appreciate everyone, again, that pre-ordered the shirt. We're looking to get those in the next week or two, and then we'll have those to ship out for those that will not be at Slam Fest. I think that's all I got. If I forgot anything, we'll hit you on episode 90. So big ups. Appreciate y'all. And enjoy your Monday, your mini motherfucking trucking Monday, and your entire week. Just want to say, ODB, we out here. Peace.
You know, parents are the same, no matter time, no place. They don't understand that us kids are going to make some mistakes. So to you other kids all across the land, there's no need to argue, parents just don't understand. I remember one year my mom took me school shopping. It was me, my brother.
All right, so like I said, I got Miggity Mike the Mayor back on the house 2 days later. He's still on the run. What's going down, Mike?
ODB, Airhead Nation, we are on our way back. We are actually about to head up into Ocala. Ocala, we are almost in you. And getting ready to drop this this chick back off that we picked up. Dude, she paid for gas all the way there, paid for food. The whole nine yards. Dude, it was awesome. So hopefully we'll pick another hitchhiker up on our next trip. The road dog, Daniel Smith, he's been killing it. Driving like a madman, and they've been playing some game like, you know, punch buggy, punchy back or some crap like that. I don't know. I think he's just trying to keep this girl from, keeping her hands out of her purse and hitting that pipe or something. I don't know what's going on. She's kind of whacked out, dude. It's crazy. It's crazy. But yeah. We did check her ID. She is 21, so we're safe. Safe there. But nothing out of, you know, nothing got out of hand or any of that crap. But it's all good, man. We had a great weekend, had a good time. Bayou Showdown, love the location. For the first year show, I believe it was like 300 vehicles. And I didn't get the exact numbers, but I'm more than pretty sure it was closely, 300 cars, trucks, lots of low riders. Like I said, right on the water. You can't beat it, man. It was awesome. Had a great time. Greg and Sean, they killed it for their first show together, and definitely look forward to going back there and doing it all over again next year.
That looked like a great show. You killed it on social media. Definitely Bayou Showdown is on the rise. And also, Mike, we kind of broke to everyone on Friday that Bayou Showdown show is on Instagram. So, great networking with Sean Randall and the homie Greg Miller from Custom Car Show Productions. You're always in good hands when you are at one of their shows, whether it be Greg or the tag team with Sean. Any standout truck or car that you wanted to mention that really kind of stood out in your mind?
Yeah, I don't know the guy's name, but man, that murdered out freaking Cadillac there parked next to NC. Like I said, I don't know. I didn't get who owned it, but man, that thing was just, it was tits, dude. Loved it. Absolutely loved it. But it drove the shit out of that damn car. And by far my favorite. And then I met for the first time Damian Davis with Acro with the body drop Nissan Frontier. Love that fucking truck, man. It's beautiful. Yeah, the prime spot right there on the water. Love the backdrop. I mean, it was beautiful, man. Super nice guy. He was there all the way from Missouri. And I look forward to meeting and talking with that guy again next time.
Hails to the yeah. So, Mike, I'm just looking on Instagram now. And at first I was like, wait a minute. We're on Instagram. You've got the three dots I always talk about. And that third one over is the photos that you're tagged in. And I clicked on the Cadillac one because I wanted to make sure this is the one I was thinking of. It's got the Colorado Custom, a.k.a. CC Cycle Wheels. And check
yes,
it out.
Yes, it does.
That video that you took now, to full disclosure, they said, hey, give Jason a follow. It's really, Jiggity J-Dog and Miggity Mike, the mayor. But in all seriousness, you took that video, and the homies, the friends over at CC Cycle Wheels, they reshared it. They tagged Bayou Showdown, and they tagged us, of course. I know you had commented back. So I tell you what, man, that's how we do it. We keep a tight circle with businesses that we want to, have a good relationship with. And then, look, Bayou Showdown's getting reshared. I highly suggest everyone go out there and follow Bayou Showdown Show on Instagram.
Oh, absolutely, man. Got to meet up with our good friends with Modified Automotive Wear. Casey and Tiffany, and they actually got us a nice little surprise coming. They sent it in the mail, and it's going to be a nice OLP towel. And basically, me and Jay were talking about this, and we're going to do some kind of giveaway for this OLP towel. And I think what we're going to do is everybody that goes out and pre-ordered one of these new On the Rise OLP shirts, you're gonna get put into a drawing. We're gonna do the drawing, and whoever's name comes out of that hat is gonna win this OLP towel. So with that being said, make sure you guys are going out and checking out Modified Automotive Wear, and give them a like on Facebook, give them a follow on Instagram. And dude, if you want your car, your truck, your vehicle whatever you got, you want to put it on a towel, you want to put it on a banner, you want to put it on a shirt, hit them up. They can do it for you. It's pretty freaking cool. So check them out and definitely give them a like.
House to the yeah, man. Well, I am thankful that you were boots on the ground. You took photos and videos. We appreciate it. Our numbers are through the roof for the week, and it's only been a few days as far as the impressions, the likes, the comments. So big ups to Miggity Mike and the Road Dog, Daniel Smith at Smithworks. Mike, that's about all I got. I'm going to wrap this one up for Mini Truckin' Monday. As you know, I have to travel. I have a 6 a.m. flight tomorrow. I got to get out of Dodge, and it's going to be a busy week. I'm just really looking forward to Friday again, brother.
Oh, absolutely, brother. Well, hey, man, you have safe travels. I'm about four hours out from making it home from your weekend from Bayou Showdown. So Airhead Nation, we're definitely going to catch up with you guys later on, and look forward to seeing you guys at Slamfest.
Well, Miggity Mike, you guys be safe and appreciate your time, brother. And we'll get right back onto it later this week for episode.
Absolutely, man. You take care. Have safe flight, and we'll catch up later.
All right, bro. Be good.
All right. See ya. Check it out.
Yo, it's Our Lifestyle, the podcast. And as I mentioned on episode, you're rocking with us, episode 89, we're talking to, you know, the homie who has a famous truck. His name is Dustin Jones. And Dustin, what's going down, man?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, not much, man. A lot of people know this truck, Minty Fresh. But first, I want to say congratulations. Why don't you tell us, what was the feeling like when you found out that your Toyota was going to grace the cover of All Time Low magazine?
I mean, it was awesome. I was happy and shocked all at the same time. You know, seeing that, getting that text message from Rich, which, thank you so much, Rich, was just unreal. I mean, everyone dreams to have their truck on a cover, and when I saw that, I was just...
Boom, blown away. Yeah.
Right.
Well, I always tell people they can visit atlmagazine.com. It's the fall 2018 issue. And what's awesome is they're always running like a train that's on time. And boom, they're already at print from what I understand. And they're going to be mailing this week. So this is our kind of bi-weekly Mini Truckin' Monday episode. And you've got a badass mini truck, right? So why don't you tell the Airhead Nation just a little bit about it, Dustin?
Yeah, it's a 97 Toyota Tacoma. It was built, I want to say, in the mid-2000s by a guy named Grady Ship Jr., featured in Mini Trucking. Can't remember the issue, but yeah, I saw it online. A guy by the name of Joe Baglio, hope I didn't butcher his last name, posted over sale. I always wanted to get into I had another Tacoma previous that was just laying framing all that stuff, and I always went again a body drop truck, and I saw this one posted up for sale, and I just loved it. That's why I acquired it. Went to Indiana and picked it up.
Damn, I didn't know that, man. Well, we always tell a lot of people, like my friends and stuff, that you can get such a great value for a truck, especially a truck that's cared for. When you bought the truck, the color, I love it. It stands out. Is there any little bit of history there, or were you thinking about ever changing it, or what's the deal there, man?
As a matter of fact, yeah. All I knew is the custom mint green. I had no idea there's a blue pearl in there with it, and I didn't know that when I was talking to Joe. And the whole time, my favorite colors are black and red, and the truck actually used to be red. And my good friend Damian Davis went with me to go pick up the truck, and he told me I'd fall in love with the color, and I was I'm not a green fan. And when we got into the town to go pick it up, I cruised down the road because I guess Joe wanted to take it on one last ride. And I just saw it and I fell in love with it. He was right. And my wife loved it, you know, and there's no way I could have painted it. So,
yeah, it's
make it my own a little bit.
Dude, it's an epic truck. When I saw it at Scraping the Coast this past June, from the interior to the paint, of course, you had the hood popped. You know, you've got the badass Minty Fresh, like the hood prop thing, you know, the metal the metal deal that you made. The truck looked great under the lights there indoors at the convention center. What's your favorite aspect of the truck, maybe other than the paint?
Probably under the hood. My good friend TJ Vonderher did the custom panels, and he just knocked them out. And it just made the truck, it was missing that because it was completely open. And then we had my boy Brandon McCoy Gooch do the pinstripe, and that's probably my favorite part of the truck right now.
Hails to the yeah, and you even were rocking the Vi-Air wheel stand. So, you know, those are good people. We always want to give the shout out to Vi-Air. When I look under the hood, I'm looking at the photos that I took with my 360 camera. Like you mentioned, the pinstriping looks great on those black panels. What's up with the interior, man? It's black and it looks fantastic, bro. Yo, so that's where we lost him. Again, it wasn't his fault. We just had a cellular challenge going on. We tried to call each other back several times, and that's what happens with podcasting. But what I'll tell everyone is when you look at the truck and you look at the black interior, it's super clean. Whoever has had this truck, you know, whoever had the truck over the course of time really cared for it. The photos that I'll post, you'll get a chance to see. Hopefully I'll post the 360 photos on Facebook sometime this week. For those that didn't see it from the Scraping the Coast coverage, interior is fantastic. Inside of the bed is clean, retains those classic body lines on that Tacoma. As the homie mentioned, the engine bay is freaking super nice on it. And he did send me, we were able to correspond in text after the partial interview. So Dustin had mentioned, of course, you know, you got the 97 Tacoma. He's got the Slam Specialty RE6s and full can-do arms. Slam, that's in the front. And then the back has the RE7s in the custom wishbone four link. The frame is Z'd. It's got the Wilwood rear disc brakes, chop and block custom fuel cell, Parker valves, and then the 7-switch AVS box, Monroe shocks. A lot of this you'll also see in the All Time Low magazine cover write-up. You also have the gas door shaved, hood squirters, antenna, tailgate handle. A lot of those items that we used to all immediately want to shave when we got a new truck. It has a 2.5-inch stock floor body drop, four-wheel drive fenders, and then it's got the Grant Customs flip kit with the roll pan. Interior is Fiero bucket, so that's where you kind of had left off. And he started to tell me with the crocodile inserts, it's done really, really nice. Also, you've got a billet steering wheel, a leather headliner, AVS gauges, a black painted dash. A lot of that looks like it was done by Danny McMillan. Interior, you got a super badass doubled in head unit. You got Alpine mids and highs. You've got 20-inch billet wheels, stock motor with an intake, some billet accessories, and as he mentioned, the pinstriping. All of that really sets off the engine bay with the black panels and then the pinstriping, as I mentioned. The paint was custom mixed tea mint or mint green with a blue pearl, as the homie mentioned. And then it was painted by Louis, C-R-O-C-E, with a Midwest Minis paint shop pinstriping done, as he had mentioned. So, you know, what I would tell everyone is, first off, you know, Mini Trucking 101, man, this truck has it all. It is super badass. If you go on Instagram, type in Minty, M-I-N-T-Y, and you'll see Dustin Jones, Minty Fresh underscore Taco. Super badass truck. He's got photos there from All Time Low magazine. He's got the photos there with the hood prop up that I mentioned with Minty Fresh. And you get a chance to see the engine bay as well. We'll share some of the photos that we took. It's definitely a badass truck, and I really love when someone can get their hands on such a clean Mini and be able to enjoy it, maintain it, take it to shows, cruise it, from the interior to the engine bay to the bed to the color. Dude, it's on point. So, you know, salute to Dustin for keeping it going, and you know, the people that built the truck. Hey, what I always tell people oftentimes, man, if you can buy something and you don't have to build it and you're able to get your hands on a damn nice Mini truck, why not do it, right? we've seen plenty of bought, not built jokes where the people can't weld and the shit's falling apart and that type of thing. So it's great, as we've seen with Fester's Garage and with the homie Dustin here, for people to get their hands on and carry on the legacy of a badass truck. So ATLmagazine.com, order the issue fall 2018. And if you're at SlamFest, those issues will be on sale as well. So we talked a little bit about 88, 89, gave you some updates on the street trucks November 2018, checked in with Miggity Mike the Mayor, who was still on the run, coming home from Bayou Showdown. And then, of course, touch base there briefly with the homie, thanks for his time, Dustin Jones, to talk about the epic Tacoma. With that being said, you guys enjoy the week. As I mentioned earlier, we got you. Peace. Feeling strangers, if no money exchanges, I got these kids in rangers to leave them niggas brainless. All they told is famous, you just remain as calm as possible, make the deal go through. If not, here's 12 shots, we know how you do. Please make your killings clean, slugs up in between. Their eyes like true lies, kill them and flee the scene. Just bring back the coke or the cream, or else your life is on the shelf. We mean this, Frank, the cats we fucking with put bombs in your mom's gas tank. Let's get this money, baby. They say we get shady, dress up like ladies and burn them with dirty 380s. Then they come to kill our babies, that's all out. I got gats that blow the wall out, clear them all out, fuck the fallout. Word is stretch, I bet they pussy. The 7 digits push me, fucking real. Here's the deal, I got 100 bricks, 14.5 a piece. Enough to cop 6, buy the house on the beach. Supply the peeps with jeeps, brick a piece. Everybody getting cream, no one considered the leech. Think about it now, that's damn near 1.5. I kill them all, I'll be set for life. Frank, pay attention, these motherfuckers is henchmen. Renegades, if you die, they still get paid. Extra probably, fuck a robbery. I'm the boss, promise you won't rob them, I promise. But of course, you know I have my fingers crossed. Niggas bleed just like us. Picture me, you were scared of a nigga that bleed the same air as me. Niggas bleed just like us. Picture me, you were shit. We can both pull bonus, make the motherfucker be cool. Bleed just like us. Picture a nigga hiding my life in that man's hands while he just beside. Niggas bleed just like us. I'd rather go toe to toe with all of y'all running in my protocol. Since it's on, I call my nigga Arizona Ron from Tucson. Push the black Yukon, usually had the slow moves on. Mostly rocked the Osley, stupid as a youngin, chose not to move wisely. Sharper with gang, him and his crooks called the chooks. Heard it was sweet, about 350 a piece. Ron bought a truck, 2 bricks laid in the cut. His beats got bucked, got locked the fuck up. That's when Ron vanished, came back speaking Spanish, lavish habits, 2 rings, 20 carats, here's a criminal. Nigga made America's most, killed his baby mother brother, slit his throat. The nigga got back with the toast, weeded, took it to trial, beat it. Now he feel he undefeated, he mean it. Nothing to lose, tattooed around his gun wounds. Everything to gain, embedded in his brain. And me, I feel the same, for this money you die. Especially if my daughter crying, I ain't lying. Y'all know the signs. Niggas bleed just like us. Picture me being scared of a nigga that bleed the same air as me. Niggas bleed just like us. Picture me being shook. We can both pull bombers, make the motherfucker be good. Niggas bleed just like us. Picture a nigga hiding my life in that man's hands while he just beside. Niggas bleed just like us. We agreed to go and shootin' this silly because niggas could be hiding in showers with Mac Billy, so I freaked them. The telly manager was Puerto Rican, Gloria from Astoria. I went to war with her peeps in 91, stole a gun from my workers. And they took drugs, they tried to jerk us. We blazed, they blazed, long story. Glow seen my face, got shook. Thought a nigga was coming for the save. Now she breaking, shut up, 112. What's shaking, a Jamaican? Some bitches, I swear, they look gay in a black Range Rover, been outside all day. If it's trouble, let me know, I'll be on my way. Please, I got kids to feed. I done see you make niggas bleed. Nightmares this bitch don't need. Wrong, get the gasoline. This spot, we bout to blow this. Get the cash before the cops and Range Rover cats notice. Room 112, right by the staircase. Perfect place where they evacuate. Let me stay fake. Wrong, pass the gasoline. The nigga pass the kerosene. Fuck it, it's flammable. My hunger is unexplainable. Strike the match, just what I expected. The dread kid ejected in seconds. And here come two opposite sexes, one black, one Malaysian. We in the hallway, we're impatient.
As soon as she hit the door, we start blasting. I saw her brains hit the floor, raw laughing. I swear to God, I hit Maxi Priest at least 12 times in the chest. Spent the round, shot the chick in the breast. She crying, headshots put her to rest. Pop open her briefcases, nothing but Franklin faces. The spot's hot, sprinklers, alarm system. That's when other guests start to slip in. It's time for us to get the dipping. I know them niggas in the range is on their way up flipping. Pistol gripping, I load the clipping. The hallway got real loud and crowded. They walk right past us, I don't know how they allowed it. The funny thing about it, through all the excitement, their range got towed, they double parked by a hydrant.